We start with Front Row's interview, widely reported in national and international media today, with the novelist Doris Lessing, in which she expresses regret at the effect on her life of winning the Nobel Prize for Literature last autumn. Lessing's fiction has divided between semi-autobiographical stories about 20th century life, such as The Golden Notebook and The Good Terrorist, and a long sequence of science fiction tales called Canopus in Argus. But in Lessing's new book, Alfred and Emily, realism and fantasy overlap. The first part imagines the lives her father and mother might have had if the First World War hadn't caused them to lose a leg and a lover, respectively. The second section is a biography of the unhappy family into which the author was born. Returning to Doris Lessing's home 6 months after talking to her on the day she was given the Nobel Prize, I suggested to the 88-year-old writer that in playing with biography and alternative realities, Alfred and Emily combines her domestic fiction and science fiction.
Well, you know, like many other children, I and my brother thought that my parents would have been better unmarried to each other. They weren't suited, you know. How many times you've heard people say that. So they don't get married. I've given my father a very loving, sexy wife, which is what he should have had. And my mother, I leave out all that from her life, which I think she'd have done much better without children. So there she is, and just a very, very efficient woman. Which she was.
But you've drawn directly in that first section, and you explain in the interlude in the middle some of this, you've drawn directly on things that happened in their lives. So, for example, your mother did have had a photograph of the man she might have married.
Yes, she did. In life, she had. But what was very interesting about this, it was a cut out of a newspaper. It wasn't an engagement. It wasn't someone that she was bound to marry. And it always struck me, and my brother, of course, very odd. It wasn't serious enough to have a real photograph. But then he was sunk in the channel by some boat or other. Now, that was a dreadful war.
And your father, the war was devastating for him because he lost his leg. He was in the trenches. He suffered subsequently depression. Diabetes, but there's a very poignant thing that happens in that first section where he hasn't gone to war, but someone says your dancing days are over. Yes. And it's a really chilling line because we know what happened to him in real life, that his dancing days were over for a quite different reason.
Yes, they were. He was a great dancer, my father. He adored dancing. He was always taking girls to dances. And there was a stock phrase, she was as light as a feather and she could dance all night. You know, these are his girls. So then, you see, you get married and there are twins and your dancing days are over, aren't they?
And you talk about, which children often do think, as you say, that maybe their parents were unhappy, but it's complicated because you exist as you exist because your parents did marry. Are you conscious of having inherited things from them?
Oh, yes, I've inherited a great deal from them, some good and some bad. But you know that the world would not have come to an end if I hadn't existed, would it?
No, but it would be annoying for you and for
very
your readers.
Annoying for me, yes.
But you seem to have strongly disliked your mother from this book.
Yes, I did dislike her. She disliked me. But it's not permissible for parents to dislike their children. I was just wrong for her. And it took me a long time to see it. I was chemically wrong for her. It was I was too like her in some ways and too unlike her in others. And we were bound not to get on. And this is a tragedy for her, really. I just got out when I could. But it might have been a tragedy for her, but it wasn't for me because I was somewhere else.
But your mother, she'd fallen out with her father, hadn't she? So perhaps that affected her relationship with you.
Well, there was a continuum, yes. He wanted his clever daughter to go to university. And she wouldn't go. Why? Because she would be perpetuating him, you know, as my mother wanted me to perpetuate her. So you have to say no. Otherwise, it's the end of your independent life.
And when, because often these things are handed down, as you suggest there, when you became a mother, were you aware, did that make it difficult for you to be a mother?
No. I didn't have all that, these problems. I didn't bring up two of my children. I brought up the third one. But my two first children were brought up in Africa and we got to know each other later. And we got on very well then. But I never wanted them to be anything in particular. I have my granddaughter here now who couldn't conceivably be more unlike me. She's a very talented lawyer, but it's never crossed my mind that she was me in any way at all, no.
But the fact that you didn't bring up the first two children, was that in any way, do you think, caused by the experience of your own childhood by your mother? No.
No. The parallel is, I know this sounds a bit fancy, is Rousseau. Have you ever read what he said when he dumped his children into foundling homes? He thought it'd be good for them. They would be saved from what we would now call bourgeois marriage and family. He saw himself as saving them. I, though of course it was rubbish, saw myself as saving my children because, you see, you've forgotten the revolution that was coming. Remember the revolution? This great revolution and the utopias that we were going to inherit? I remember sort of saying goodbye to them. Nirvana is yours, my children, is what I was thinking, which was most unspeakable nonsense. That's what I was thinking.
But you believed that at the time.
Well, we, all of us believed it at the time. We, perfectly reasonable and sensible people, who then later had admirable jobs of all kinds, believed that sort of like 5 years after the war, communism would be established all over the world and perfect happiness and freedom and justice and rights for women and rights for animals and salvation for whales. Anything was just coming around the corner. Now, if you want to say this is lunacy, yes, it was lunacy. But then my view is that in the war everybody is completely mad that they don't know it.
Which is interesting, because that's another effect of war, isn't it? So the book is about the effect of the First World War, but that's the effect of the Second. The way in which wars derange people in different ways.
Yes, they do derange people. And I don't think this is allowed for. Now, when they talk about what people were saying in this time or that of the Second World War, they don't say, yes, but everyone was crazy then, which I think.
And the physical business of writing, I mean, you've been writing now for decades, I mean, 60 years or so, more even, 60, 70. Does that change? Does that become easier or different?
Stopped. I don't have any energy anymore. This is why I keep telling anyone younger than me, don't imagine you're going to have this forever. Use it while you've got it. Use it, because it'll go. It's just sliding away like water down a plug hole.
But this, Alfred and Emily, which was written recently, I mean, that...
Yeah,
that has energy, and it's a very powerful book, but you think now that's it?
I think so. See, that was written... If I got a half an hour or three quarters of an hour in a week, I thought I was lucky, because I have a son that I look after, and there's so much all the time I have to do that it's very hard to find any time to write. For the first time in my life, this is happening. So maybe it'll come back, but I can't imagine it coming back. The idea of writing a full-length novel now, anyway, I do nothing but give interviews and take photographs and all that stuff.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. We talked last about 6 months ago on the day that you were being given the prize in Stockholm. You were here. Looking back now over the 6-7 months since you got the prize, has it in general been a happy experience?
It's been a bloody disaster. First, I've been ill. My back collapsed. You know, it's gone when you came.
Which is why you didn't go to Stockholm.
Yes. And I've now developed a heart condition. You know, you go to hospital and people flip by. Ah, Mrs. Lessing, your kidneys, they cry. I had no idea I had any kidneys. Your heart, they say. What? So I've got a heart now and I'm getting... No, I'm an old crock, that's what I am.
But it must be good to have the recognition for your books, though.
Yes, my books are selling all over the world in cartloads, everywhere. Most astonishing places like South Korea and things like this. I'm not there, that's wonderful. I mean, a lot of money is coming in. And, but I don't spend it on anything, do I?
Well, I was going to say, it's a very vulgar question, but people always want to know, the money from the Nobel cheque, you've just put it in the Northern Rock or something. You haven't haven't bought anything.
It's going out to my children, grandchildren, and what I call extended family, people who I regard as semi-children. So that'll all be gone in a couple of years. It's very funny, the accountants, they say, you think they might be advising, well, Northern Rock, but they say, no, you've got to get rid of this. You have to get rid of it, Mrs. Leslie. Give it away. So otherwise, the one thing they can't stand is the taxman gets it, which I think is terribly funny.
And so, as you say, so as far as you know, that you consider this your final book?
Well, the way I feel at the moment. You see, I have a very limited life. I'm sleeping here in the city hall because I can't do the stairs anymore. And I go out reluctantly. I was out last night, but, you know, I came home very quickly. But then, you see, what then? I can't go out easily. No, it's a ridiculous life at the moment. Perhaps it'll improve.
Nobel laureate Doris Lessing, Alfred and Emmy, Remarkable and Daring book, is available in hardback now. It has frequently been pointed out that people with high IQs can tend to...